Texte numéro 11. Alarm at growing addiction problems among professionals. At the first international conference of its kind in Ireland this weekend, there were calls for the UK government to help the silent mass of professionals who were functioning alcoholics. Research suggests 15 to 24% of lawyers will suffer from alcoholism during their careers, while the British Medical Association estimates that 1 in 15 healthcare professionals will develop an addiction problem. Doctors are 3 times more likely to develop cirrhosis of the liver than the general population. One indicator of the growing problem is the rise in the popularity of rehab tourism. Reports from private healthcare companies indicate a growing number of mental health tourists, professionals seeking treatment abroad. The UK coordinator of health support programmes for dentists and veterinary surgeons said, "That is hardly surprising, as they can afford it. These are people functioning with varying degrees and levels of impairment and not likely to seek help among their peers. They can't go to the hospital down the road where everyone will know them, can they? It's one reason why they are such a hard-to-reach group." If you ask the man in the street what an alcoholic is, they'll generally say a down and out. But 96% of people with addictions actually function quite well most of the time. They are captains of industry, medical directors, vets, dentists. And we need to tackle it and to look at the acceptance that has been going on in their regulatory bodies. There is also immense shame, a stigma still attached to a perceived weakness like addiction. Going abroad for help was one way to avoid that stigma, said the managing director of treatmentabroad.com. He said that while other types of medical tourism were waning in the recession, demand for rehabilitation clinics abroad was on the rise. The picture is disturbing. We are seeing a lot of professionals coming in, particularly from London. In Britain, there is a silent mass of professionals who are functioning, but they are in workplaces where you really wouldn't want them to be. Not only those who are responsible for health and human lives, but also bankers who are responsible for our economy. He said that while it was not a conscious policy to tolerate addictions of professionals, many firms did. Ed, 34, a dentist who sought help, said his problems began as a medical student. "On Fridays, everyone would be off down the pub. That drinking culture makes it so much easier to get into alcoholism once the stress of working life starts to take effect. I didn't seek help myself until my wife threatened to pack her bags and go. Without a doubt, it was very hard to seek help." Adapted from The Observer, November 2011.